from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady of the United States, Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. She's to be buried with her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Tributes have been pouring in for her. The former First Lady, renowned for her devotion to her husband, Nancy is where she always wanted to be, with her Ronnie, said Michael Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle said in a joint statement that Nancy Reagan redefined the role of the First Lady during her tenure. She was known for an elegant and soft-spoken personality publicly, but often criticized as having too much influence on her husband. They were married for more than 50 years. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum. After a funeral attended by thousands, he died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. Turabi played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two close allies became bitter foes later, with Turabi the only Sudanese politician to support the International Criminal Court's warrant for Bashir's arrest for war crimes. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint about 115 kilometers south of Baghdad. The checkpoint was filled with cars backed up waiting for entrance into the city. The Iraqi body count, which maintains a database of civilian deaths, reports more than 2,000 civilians killed since the beginning of this year. This is VOA News. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in Benin are casting their ballots today for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Toumaa Boni Yayi, who leaves office after the legally mandated two terms. In U.S. presidential politics, the nominating contest for Republicans may be winding down. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz won two primaries in Maine and Kansas, with former frontrunner Donald Trump on top in Louisiana and Kentucky. Trump is still out in front and expressed no disappointment with the results.
I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun, because Ted can't win New York. He can't win New Jersey. He can't win Pennsylvania. He can't win California. I want Ted one-on-one, okay?
And there was actually another contest just announced. The primary in Puerto Rico was won by Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Meantime, Republican leadership in the past week has pleaded with party rank and file not to support Trump through the primaries in order to stop him from attaining the nomination because he is so controversial. Of course, the primaries, the national conventions, and the nominations aren't tied up for either party so far, which is one reason why Hillary Clinton was campaigning in a church in Detroit, Michigan today as well.
Please join me on Tuesday, because I believe with all my heart that America's best days can still be ahead of us if we remember what the scripture tells us. Do not grow weary doing good.
Clinton is outpacing her lone remaining challenger, Senator Bernie Sanders, and increasingly gearing her remarks to a general election audience. But Sanders continues to insist the contest is not over. Egypt is accusing the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of the country's top prosecutor. Interior Minister Magdi Abdel Ghaffar said 14 members of the Muslim Brotherhood participated directly in the plan to murder Hisham Barakat, who was assassinated in a car bomb attack in late June. Abdel Ghaffar told reporters the plot was carried out on the orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close coordination with Hamas. Israel's prime minister today welcomed a visit by Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking in his weekly cabinet meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said the visit is testament to the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. There will be a lot of eyes on this visit. During Biden's last trip to Israel in 2010, there was a diplomatic spat when Israel announced settlement construction plans during the visit. And that's it from Washington. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.